Wine is bottled poetry. Robert Louis Stevenson, The Silverado Squatters, 1884. Boozeologists may quibble over which spirit is older, beer or wine, but there's no question that wine has inspired more rapturous poetry and prose. Great literature aside, wine has inspired a cottage industry of scribes who make their living writing exclusively about the beverage. Picture the oft-derided wine critic with the golden palate, capable of detecting hints of pencil lead, saddle leather, road tar, cigar box, cat piss, and wet dog in his beverage. Regardless of which came first, it was undoubtedly a happy accident when Stone Age hominids discovered the intoxicating properties of spoiled or naturally fermented fruit juice. They couldn't possibly know that what they were drinking would ultimately stir the human imagination, grease the wheels of civilization, and become the most widely consumed and written about beverage in human history. Ancient Georgia on my mind. Many historians consider ancient Georgia to be the birthplace of wine. Inhabitants of the fertile valleys of the South Caucasus have been making wine for 8,000 years using an age-old method that requires no wooden barrels, vats, or monitoring systems. Instead, they used, and still use today, giant terracotta quevri vessels made from Georgian clay and lined with beeswax. The pots were buried underground and filled with grapes, which were then fermented with natural yeast for 2 weeks and sealed for 6 to 12 months of aging. The Georgian national poet, Shota Rustaveli, was among the earliest native sons to sing the praises of the region's wines. His 12th century epic poem, The Knight in the Panther's Skin, written some 200 years before Thomas Malory's L'Humour d'Arthur, is a story of knights, friendship, chivalry and courtly love, filled with references to the local wine culture. Wild grapes in Chinese antiquity. In ancient China, a fermented beverage using indigenous Chinese grapes appeared in the prehistoric Neolithic era, around 7000 BC. But larger-scale production of grape wine didn't happen until the Tang Dynasty, AD 618 to 907. In his poem Xu Shi Yan, Eastern Han Dynasty poet Ruan Ji, 210 to 263, wrote, in a testament to wine as a creative stimulant, once drunk, a cup of wine can bring 100 stanzas of poetry. Li Bai, 701 to 762, considered one of China's greatest poets, wrote rapturously of wine. One of his most famous poems is entitled, Waking from Drunkenness on a Spring Day. He would later die drunk, drowning face down in a river while attempting to embrace the moon's reflection. Persian wine of yore. Recent excavations in Iran, ancient Persia, have uncovered pottery vessels containing tartaric acid, an indicator of the presence of wine, dating from 3100 to 2900 BC. According to Persian folklore, wine was discovered when a girl, despondent after being rejected by her king, attempted suicide by poisoning herself with the residue of rotted grapes. Her spirits were miraculously lifted, and the next day she reported her intoxicating discovery to the king, who duly rewarded her. 12th century Persian poet and philosopher Omar Khayyam's verse is soaked in references to wine and the joy the beverage brings to our fleeting existence on earth. In the Rubaiyat, the title given to a selection of his poems translated by poet Edward Fitzgerald and published in 1859, Khayyam writes, Drink wine. This is life eternal. This is all that youth will give you. It is the season for wine, roses and drunken friends. Be happy for this moment. This moment is your life.